back to our continued coverage of PSCU's member forum here in lovely Las Vegas. And look who we have in the studio lounge. Kathy Pace from A Legacy Federal Credit Union. It's like I just saw you because we just ran another interview with you about no Friday meetings.
Wonderful. Yes, yes. Great to be here again.
And it's great to see you in person.
Absolutely. Same here.
So how's the conference going for you so far?
Actually, you know, after 2 years of not being able to see people face to face, it has been amazing. And there is this energy and spark in the whole conference. Mm-hmm. People are just excited. And you know, there's over 1,200 people here.
I heard. Set a record.
It's historic.
Yeah.
And there's 500 people watching virtually.
It's amazing.
So we could not be more pleased with the energy that's here and just watching people go, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you for 2 years. And there's lots of hugs. There's lots of smiles. Everybody's having fun.
Yeah.
And I also believe that we're all so anxious to learn from each other with some really key topics that are, you know, active discussion in the marketplace.
There has been a lot right now. I mean, we're about a day and a half into the conference, the actual conference here. You've been here because you're on the board for a few more days than other folks. But what has stood out to you so far?
I would tell you that one of the biggest conversations that's everywhere right now is cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure I'm not the first person that you've talked to that has brought that subject up. But the good thing is that, you know, a year ago, we might have said, yeah, that's something we might need on our agenda. Mm-hmm. Today, it's something we are all anxious to learn more about, understand how it's going to affect if it hasn't already. Mm-hmm. Our members are already asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand the risks, the regulation, and everything that goes along with cryptocurrency. And I do believe that it's something that the conference is bringing more education to the, you know, everyone here is learning more about it.
Yeah.
And still a little bit scared. I know Chuck Fagan, our CEO at PSCU, made the statement, I went to one session about it and I thought I knew it.
Yeah.
3 days later, I'm listening to it again and it's like, okay, you got to tell me all this again. I'm the same way.
Me too.
I'm exactly the same way. So you cannot give me enough information and educate me enough on this topic because it's risky. It's unregulated, as you know, and we just don't know where the future is going to go on it.
Right.
But yet we need to understand what we can do from an NCUA perspective that we can, you know, there are certain things that will allow us to do, but we need to be comfortable with it.
No doubt.
This is our members' money that anytime we do anything new, that we're always putting that at risk, and we have to make sure that we put that first.
Well, and it's great because we've had a few credit unions on the show who are now offering crypto services to their members.
Right.
And they said the reason why they did it, they went in, they looked at the data and said, oh my gosh, there's this money.
Money's going out.
It's flowing out.
That's
so
exactly
we got to
right.
offer these services. But what better place than a credit union to offer these services?
I mean, absolutely.
You know, one more value add, a trusted value add? Is that kind of what you guys are looking at too?
Absolutely. You know, we have to always understand what is it that our members want. And you can't be too much of a lagger in some of these new offerings. Not a super fast follower when it comes to something like this, but enough to understand that it needs to be in front of your board because it's not just our executive or our leaders that we're trying to educate. You got to educate your board.
Right.
And, you know, they are the guidance and the governance for all of us. And you just got to make sure that you start there as well because we'll be coming back to them, you know, for approval on, you know, particular services related to cryptocurrency. So we got to make sure education is there. I will say that as far as the conference goes, there's a lot, of course, you know, with conferences, a lot of networking. And so we are running into different peers who are doing certain pieces of it. So we're all learning from each other.
That's a good thing.
And that will be a very valuable lesson to take back. Mm-hmm. And we're all exchanging, you know, our phone contacts. I started to say cards, but that's not too techy to say that anymore.
Kathy?
So just exchanging contacts on our phones to say, hey, let's stay in touch. Whatever you guys discover, let's share information.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great thing about the credit union industry. And I love that part.
Yeah, I think the education here is so key, especially in this area for sure, because you don't want to be left behind.
Exactly.
want to be left behind.
Yes.
So let's see. So what do you hope to achieve here? I mean, besides the crypto talk we just had, but what else are you looking to achieve here for your credit union?
So I have about 5 staff members here.
Oh, good.
And I'm hoping that they meet other peers and colleagues in some of their same areas so that they can bring back new ideas, exchange. In my 4 decades of credit union experience, that's been one of the most valuable opportunities that I've had to share.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing some of my other CEO friends that I haven't seen in over 2 years, it's like a reunion.
Yeah, no doubt.
It feels good. Again, I want to go back and think about some of the things from some of the sessions that we're hearing today. Linda Kilpatrick from MasterCard gave a great presentation on this is the credit union moment's time, and we need to lean in and we need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have to tell our story about that personalization from a service concept. And so I want to take that back. I said to her when I heard her earlier in a breakfast meeting this morning, I said, Linda, you need to share what you just said about all of us taking advantage of being in this moment of credit union industry and the opportunities that we have. We can't compete with the B of A's and the Citibanks and Chases of the world who have these trillions of dollars of dollars to spend on digital optimization and transformation, but we can be the best that we can be for our members in the areas that we know that they need our help.
Yeah, I think I was talking to Mark Sievright about where credit unions are positioned with the big, compared to the big banks.
Sure.
They have their big conglomeration on this end of the spectrum, and then on the other side of the spectrum are the fintechs that are nipping at our heels with their services. So, and credit unions are right there in the middle, and you know this better than anybody of where your sweet spot is.
I think that many credit unions have their own personal niche in certain areas. You need to take that niche and take it to the next level. We just moved into the Charlotte market and getting ready to open a 10,000 square foot branch in the middle of Charlotte. We're not there to compete with the mega banks of the Charlotte area, but we're there to deliver an opportunity for maybe some underserved or people who really want that more personalized, the old approach of a private banker. We've had a private banking department for the past several years, and it is going so exceptionally well.
Good.
And we want to move out and use that type of niche, more of the boutique approach versus just thinking that we're there to compete with the Wells Fargo. And we're not.
Find your niche and perfect it.
Find your niche
and then just knock it out of the park.
And we feel good about where we are.
Good. Well, you guys are knocking it out of the park every day anyway.
Yeah.
So, and I'm a huge, I've always said if I ever move to North Carolina, I'm joining a legacy. So that's the one I'm going. So I got to get there.
I'll let you do that.
I'll let you know.
And guess what? You don't have to move to North Carolina to join a legacy.
That's what I hear.
We can take care of you through digital opportunities.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to the folks at San Diego County Credit Union.
And you can belong to more than one.
I know,
That's right.
Options
are available.
I belong to 2, actually.
That's
so we're good. And I
just
saw Todd Lane here from Coastal, so California Coast. So. And that's my other credit union.
That's
so
right.
I'm like, Todd, what are you doing here? So,
he just is one of our most newest board members at PSCU.
Oh, that's right. He said that.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
Yes, so we're excited to have him.
He's a good guy.
Yes, we're very excited to have Todd join the board.
All righty. Well, on that note, anything else to wrap up? I know you have a busy schedule, so I don't want to keep you from it. But
I'll just say thank you for everyone out there who's listening to this. If you happen to be here at the PSCU Member Forum, take advantage of the great opportunities to network and to meet your old friends again face to face. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome.